So I was preaching in the community college this week, and I'm preaching the gospel. I'm going through the plan of salvation, and this Jehovah's Witness guy was kind of belligerent, and he's interrupting me. And he was just really wanted to talk about the name Jehovah. And he said, you know, why aren't you using God's name? Why won't you call him by his name? Lord's a title. God's a title. So I was just kind of blowing him off because I was trying to get through what I was preaching, right? But when I was all done, I wanted to address what he was saying. So I said to him, why don't you explain this to me, sir? You keep saying how the name Jehovah is used 7,000 times in the Bible. How come 100% of those times are in the Old Testament? If I can't, I said, you're rebuking me for getting up and talking for 10 or 15 minutes and not using the name Jehovah. Well, the New Testament authors, they wrote 260 chapters and didn't even use it one time. So I can't talk for 10 minutes without using it? Without you being offended? And he's like, well, it's in the New Testament. I said, no, it's not. He's got a false Bible. He's got this New World Translation. And he's like, gonna show it to me, you know, Jehovah in the New Testament. Where's the thing? This book adds the word Jehovah 237 times in the New Testament, even though it's not in the Greek. So this isn't a translation. This isn't translating. This is just somebody changing what the Bible says to fit their religion, to fit their agenda. But in the back of this book, it has like a little cheat sheet to help the Jehovah's Witnesses, you know, show people the name of God. So he's trying to scramble through this because I said, it's not in any Greek New Testament. He said, oh, yes, it is. I got pictures of it right here. So he flips through this and he shows me a picture and he says, see, it's right there. It's in the Greek. I said, that's Hebrew. Okay, let me show you. Oh, this one. No, that's Paleo-Hebrew. Oh, this one. That's Hebrew too. Oh, this one. That's English. Oh, this one. No, that's Hebrew. Because there's just, they basically just put all these black and white pictures in the back of this thing showing the sacred name as if it's the only one. They're just trying to just flood them with pictures, but they can't answer the million-dollar question. Where's a picture of the name Jehovah in the New Testament of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? It isn't there.
Right.
And you lied when you put it in 237 times in your false version. So finally he says, I found it. It's right here. He shows me a picture and it says, Aloha Jehovah. I'm like, that's not Greek because Aloha is not Greek. They literally, it says right here. Because he's like, it's right here, Mark chapter 12, verse 29. In Hawaiian. From 1816. He's like, it's right here. Here's the evidence. But isn't that funny that the Jehovah's Witnesses, in the back of their Bible, in order to prove to you that Jehovah is in the New Testament, can they show you a Greek New Testament of Mark 12, 29? No, they found it in the Hawaiian. From the 1800s. Aloha, Jehovah. Well, you know, in this case, it's Aloha Jehovah's Witnesses, but that means goodbye also, right? Like, see ya, suckas, because, I mean, come on. You're grasping at straws when you're pulling out a Hawaiian version to show us the authority of Scripture. I mean, is it good night? Is that funny or what? It literally says Aloha right in front of it. It's like, come on. But finally, I proved the guy wrong, and he just said, I don't have an answer for you. I have no answer. I'm going to have to talk to somebody. I'm going to have to ask somebody. And I said, well, do you have a pastor? Or he said, well, I have an elder. I said, you go ask your elder to show you Jehovah in the New Testament, in a Greek New Testament. And I said, you know, don't let him snow you with a bunch of fake Hawaiian jazz that he's going to show you just to try. You know what I mean? That's what people do when they want to distract you. They just start showing you, oh, look at all this evidence. Look at all these millions of witnesses, you know. But when you look at each one, none of them hold up.
Right.
None of them hold water.